Okay, so picking up where we left off last time, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Sadi Hei, speaking about the Mitzvah Lishmoa Mikol Beis Din HaGadol She'amdu Lehen Yisrael B'chol Zman. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Mitzvah Saseh of following the Psak of the Sanhedrin of the Beis Din HaGadol, but then goes on to say that in a generation where we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, and we no longer have a Sanhedrin, so we have no choice but to resort to the Gedolim of our generation and follow their Psak, whoever those Gedolim are. At the end of his discussion, he says, "Va'over al zeh ve'eino shamea la'atzas ha'gedolim shebedor b'chachmas ha'Torah." If a person will, for whatever reason, not follow the Eitzah of the Gedolim Shebador, and I want to stress that, in that generation, B'chachmas HaTorah B'chol Asher Yoru Mevatel Aseizeh, person who goes against the words of the Gedolim of his generation, when it comes to Chachmas HaTorah, whatever they rule, he's Mevatel and Aseh. Again, we're talking here about Psak Halacha, and not necessarily when it comes to biblical interpretation, or how to learn a specific tract of Talmud, but I think the point is probably the same, that the Chachamim are the Chachamim of the generation. Now, obviously, going back, we continue to show deference to the Chachamim of previous generations, and when we talk about Machlokes from one generation to the other, we'll talk about what the rules are when it comes to that, but we're not dealing with that now. We want to know, when it comes to Chachamim, why do we have to follow Chachamim? It's not because they lived in a generation prior to us, because we're charged with following the Chacham of our generation as well. Who are those Chachamim? The Chachamim Shebedor, the Chacham of that generation. How do we know who those individuals are? We see, Sefer HaChinuch says, in that Dor. The Ramah, interestingly, also uses that Lashon in a halachic context. This is in Yoredeya, Simen Resh Mem Gimel, when talking about the laws of supporting Talmidei Chachamim and showing honor to Talmidei Chachamim and tending to the needs of Talmidei Chachamim. The Ramah uses the following Lashon. This is in Resh Mem Gimel, Seif Beis. He says, Although it doesn't matter if this Chacham happens to have a position or not, a specific position, maybe he's just a Chacham. Rak shehu mokzak l'tamen Chacham bidoro sheyodea lisa v'litein b'tora umevi midaito berov mekomos ha'tamud uperushav ubepiske ha'gaonim v'tarasa menasa kederach shenisbar. He is a person who is immersed in the study of Torah, and he is a Talmud Chacham, Bidoro, in his generation, who knows the Masa Matan, knows the give and take of the Talmud, of the Torah, has Havana, has understanding, has Bina, knows the Meforshim, knows the Psakim of the Gaonim, Vechule. But again, the Ramah using that Lashon of his generation. And that's a Lashon that the Ramah uses again in the next Simen, in Resh Mem Dalad, also Yeridei Resh Mem Dalad. Resh Mem Dalad, Seif Aleph, talking about the mitzvah of getting up for a Chacham. Ramah says again, who are we talking about? Rak shehu gadol mimenu v'roi lomod mimenu, someone from whom it is appropriate to learn. Not necessarily the greatest Torah giant that ever lived, but someone who is learned, someone who has mastered Torah, and someone from whom it is appropriate to learn. In Siv Yud, the Ramah says, Mishu gadol hador mafursom bidoro bekach nikra muflag b'chachma. Because the halach is, if he's muflag b'chachma, even if he's not your Rebbe specifically, that person has the status of a Rebbe muvak. So who would be that person? Someone who's gadol hador. That's the Ramah, used that lashon already. Gadol hador mafursom bidoro bekach. He's known in his generation. But how does that happen? How is it that a person rises to that level where he's a chacham b'doro, or he's mefursam in his doro, or he's known? And again, we can look to this generation, people who we know that we respect, Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. How did these people become those types of individuals that people turn to from all over the world for hadracha, for psak, for pshat? How did that come to pass? We mentioned last time that when they interviewed Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, in 1975, in the New York Times, and they asked him, how does one become an individual like Rav Moshe Feinstein? He said, very characteristically, you can't wake up in the morning and decide you're an expert on answers. If people see that one answer is good and another answer is good, gradually you'll be accepted. And I think that's true. That is, not that Rav Moshe needs my heskim, but what I'm saying is, I believe that's true in each case, that a person has reached a level where he's respected by the masses. It's because he's been found out. You know, they say about the Chazon Ish that originally the Chazon Ish came from Europe and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and I think his wife had a store, and he would learn, and he would contribute from time to time to Torah journals anonymously. He would sign his name Aleph Yud Shin, Avram Yeshaya. And not surprisingly, he had some very important revelations to share in some of these letters or articles that he submitted to the journals. And eventually people went looking for him. Who is this genius? Who is this person? And they found him out. And he became the Chazon Ish that we know of today. In many ways, the same is true of Rav Eliashiv. You read biographies or articles about Rav Eliashiv. From the time he was a young man, basically all he wanted to do was learn. He cloistered himself in the Beis Medrash, and sometimes even locked himself in the Beis Medrash, and wasn't looking for fanfare, wasn't looking for acclaim, wasn't looking for any type of position. In fact, Rav Eliashiv never really had any title. He served as a dayan during one period of his life, and certainly answered shailas from all over the world, as we know, but never held any type of official title. Gave shiurim in his Beis Medrash. He was always Rav Eliashiv. Chazon Ish, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Moshe, all of them shared this quality. They simply mastered Torah. They lived their entire lives steeped in the study of Torah, became masters of Torah, became married to the Torah, to borrow again from the Rav's Lashon, and that's the way they became who they were, and that's how we know about them, and that's why we consider them Chacham. And again, this is something that happens in every generation. Now, there's a tshuva in the Ras Moshe that I think really speaks volumes in this vein, in terms of the way Rav Moshe viewed Chachamim and the way he viewed himself. So this tshuva appears in Ras Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Dalet Simen Lamaches. Yoredeya Chelek Dalet Simen Lamaches. Number of sub-points dealing with Psak and Limud HaTorah. Moshe says, let me explain Masha Kasafti B'tshuva HaKtzara Shenidfasa Begris Moshe Yodeya Chela Gimel Simen Tzadi Aleph Ki Lo Kasafti Zel HaKnisa B'Sefer El Kasafti She'ini Rotze She'ed Pisu Sefer. Moshe says, I instructed those who asked me, telling them I didn't want them to write a collection of my tshuvos, She'usham Rak Maskanas Hadin, just to bring down the bottom line, l'maisa, b'lo ha-taimim v'amikoros. V'hatamoza, ki yodea ani peches erki. I know my deficiency. I know that I'm deficient. She'ein bi di osi kol ha-shas b'shnei ha-tamudim. I don't know all of the Bavli and all of Yerushalmi. V'kol divrei ha-poskim, v'kol shken divrei rabosenu b'pirushayim v'chidushim shal gefet, gemara, pirush, rashi, and tosos, v'tshuvos, Sheish gam shalarisim. He says there are many that I have never seen. Aval samachti al zeh shebeirati hahalacha kefikochi. But when people ask me questions, I answer to the best of my ability. It's unbelievable anivus, Rav Moshe. Shezehu haikar lahora kidekasafti b'hakdamasi al sefer haigro shali. Famous hakdama that we've mentioned in the past. The kevan shekasafti hataimim v'komashin is barer. I'm not holding myself out to be any kind of big expert. I'm just teaching the Torah the way I understand it. let the shoel, and we mentioned the other week that Rav David told people this, that if you see something that my father said and it doesn't make sense, you don't think it's right, then don't follow it. Rav Moshe himself says that. Rav Moshe said that I specifically wrote all the reasons so people who are involved in learning could take a look and see if it makes sense to them, and they could decide if I had the right pshat or not. Vavshe yadati sheyu mishalo ya'inu klal. I know some people are not going to be ma'ayin to the sugya. V'yismuchu al hora'asai, and they're just going to follow the bottom line psak, maskana sachu levad. But at least I presented them with the wherewithal to do it. I gave them all the mar mekomo, so to speak. Maybe he doesn't have time. At the very least, he'll rely on it initially. But of course, Rav Moshe assumes that the person is going to be ma'ayin into it at a later point in time. And if he doesn't think it's right, then he won't do it. It could be so mech in the meantime, and later check it out to see if it makes sense. More than that, I'm not taking achrayas for everything that I say. I'm not holding myself out to be the expert. Aval, kishesomech al maskanas hapsokim shli b'tshuvosai shenidfasu, shenimtsa shani hu haposek b'zeh, misupkani im yesh b'zeh b'kochi. He says, I don't know. I don't know if I could take achrayas for being a posek. So I'm just telling you what I think is the din based on my learning of the sugya. The hastam rishus lehora hu rak leha uvdos shebo liyodi. When people come to me with questions, they think I have the answers. I have to tell them what I think. This is what he writes in the Hakdama as well. I have to tell him what I think. So I'm going to do that. V'lo al-udos af-keilu she'iru b'mekomas acherim. But stam, just to give my opinion on all types of cases, the things that didn't come across my desk, I can't do that. Af-shahayaze b'osos man mamish. V'rashay chacham acher lahoro shalo kemosi. Says another Bahara could give a different psak. In Silver Cane Batam Nochum Ladaito. If he has a different reason for saying it, because hey, he should say it. Ke chacham she'asa she'in chacham acher rashay lahatir. Okay, and then he goes on to say the following: Va'af kishen nisnu rishos beferish lahoros lachol ha'olam v'gam lahoshev tshuva la'alach l'maisa lekashim koach hora lezeh elu rak inyan limud rak besanhedrin nechsha zuhara l'chayiv misa al zakein hamamri. I don't have the right to say that a psak is binding on everybody. All I could do is tell people what I think. It's not like we have a Sanhedrin today. We have a zakein mamri mishum shasanhedrin yishlam koach hora l'inyan hachiyuv l'shmo alahem. There's an obligation to listen to the poskening body. Avshaleka klal uvda l'maisa. Ve'ikah harad the Sanhedrin who below be a mamish lifneihem. Ella leida hadin be'im yizdamim. There they poskened on shayles even before they took place. U'bechacham hu ipchabam with a chacham. Again, coming back to our central question here, who is a chacham? Shaharasu hurakish yizdamim is a uvda shenegei ledina. Chacham gives an answer to a question that he has presented that's different than a Sanhedrin. Horosu rak ashiz damin is a uvda shenogei ladina. The horosov below maisa hu rak inyan limud v'yidias haTorah. Coming back to that, who is the chacham? The chacham is someone who the tzibor has recognized to be a chacham in his yidias haTorah ubechol mitzvah seha ubeprate kol mitzvah mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, I'm not sure if I have that status. But people ask me, I have no choice. I have to answer, but I can't legislate to people what to do. People ask me what I think. I go through this again. I tell them what I think. But through his humble, self-effacing comments here, we see the way Rav Moshe understands the definition of a chacham. So back to our question. Who deserves emunas chachamim? Emunas chachamim is something that we grant to those people who have demonstrated themselves to be yodeya haTorah chol mitzvah seha uprate kol mitzvah mitzvah. And every generation, as we've mentioned, Yiftach b'doro, Kishmuel b'doro, each generation is zochet to have people who have distinguished themselves in this way. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned, and maybe this is a good way to round out our discussion, we mentioned the Stipler. Stipler, in his Hakdama to Sefer Chayolam, talking about Emunas Chachamim, he says the following. This is on the second page of the Hakdama. It's the bottom of the second page of the Hakdama, the paragraph beginning, Ulazos. Ulazos, Ulazos, Miyisodei Hamuna B'Torah HaKadosha. Hu Emunas Chachamim, one of the fundamental principles of faith, quote-unquote, is Emunas Chachamim. It's one of the Memchas Dvarim Shatorah Niknes Behem, like we learn in the Talmud. Shekemo b'hora iser v'heter v'divri dini mominus v'kayotzibo lo kaldo masugo l'horos l'hachlet al sveikosov. Not every person can decide matters of iser v'heter, matters of dini mominus. What is he left to do, she left to do? So, okay, if a person's higiyah l'hora, then maybe they can answer those questions themselves. But if not, a love l'smoch al gadoli hadoros kemo kain, so too, when just like with regard to halacha, we rely on those that are greater than us and those who have mastered the discipline of psak and isur v'heter. K'mochein b'chol nyanei ha'emuna v'hadas aleinu lihishayin al rabboseinu hakadoshim. So too, when it comes to matters of philosophy, that doesn't mean that you're bound by psak. In the same way, when it comes to matters of hashgafa, but who are the people that we're asking questions to? Who are the people whose opinions we're polling? People who have demonstrated in the Suin with the Torah, people who have mastered Torah. And I think I mentioned this story many times in the past, but it once happened the Rav was being Masada Kedushin. Rav Shachter tells the story that the Rav was being Masada Kedushin, and he said, I need a sitter. I said, I need a sitter. The Rav was probably Masada Kedushin hundreds of times. It's two brachas. What does he need a sitter? Surely he knows the brachas. But I said, no, it's Balach, I need a sitter. Okay, they brought the Rav the sitter, and in the middle of the chuppah, when he's making the brachas, they see he's holding the sitter up in front of his face. So they chopped on that one of the women under the chuppah was not dressed properly, and the halacha was that you can't make a bracha in front of erva. So it wasn't halacha in hilchas seder kedushin, but it's a halacha in saying brachas and saying shem hashem. The point is that even when a person thinks he has a mastery over a specific area of Torah, a specific area of halacha, unless that person has a mastery of the whole Torah, he's still not really in a position where we could say about him that he's proficient, that he's a gadol, that he's a chacham. Maybe he's on his way, but a person really has to be familiar with the entirety of Torah. The kol shiyakir Yoser Rom Gaon Kedushas Rabboseinu Tehe Emunas Yoser Shlema. Emunas Yoser Shlema. And now listen to what he says. The Ha'emes, the truth is, Shebechol Dor Vador Hoya Bechol Machoz, in every generation, in every locale, Vekimat Bechol Ir Vayir, and probably in every city, Yechidei Skula Shenes Parsimu Biyoser Behadar Gaon Uzam Ubetaatsumos Kishronam Vechachmasam Hanifla'a Umehem B'Madregos. He says, Ruach HaKodesh, the Kayotzebo. Starkly, in every time, in every generation, in every place, there were those who stuck out as being Chachamim, as being unique individuals, who had a different relationship with the Borei Olam, and as such a different relationship with his Torah. Asher HaKahal, Ra'u Be'enehem, V'asher Kiblu Mipi Avosehem. How did these people become who they were? Because the Kahal recognized them. That's the way it was for the rest of the people in each time, in each place, that they looked to those individuals who distinguished themselves, and they drew chizak from them, they looked to them for psak, they looked to them for guidance, and that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do with manazah, and that's what we have to do when it comes to understanding different aspects of Torah. We have to look to those Chachamim, where they're alive, where they're no longer alive, and we consult them. We consult them either in person, we consult them by reading their Svarim, and as we mentioned, that doesn't mean you can't have questions. It doesn't mean that a person can't say, I don't understand this yet. But that doesn't mean that because we have a question, we don't understand something, that those opinions are to be rejected. We have to understand whose opinions we're talking about. We have to understand that at the end of the day, these are Chachamim. These are people that have a far better, deeper understanding of Torah, a different relationship with Torah. And probably, if we give it the time it deserves, we'll come to understand what they say. Now, that doesn't mean that a person, again, doesn't... obviously, there are times when you have different Chachamim saying different things. You can't say, well, I'm going to do what this Chacham says and what that Chacham says. Again, we're not talking about Psak. We're just talking about having a general appreciation and respect for opinions that emanate from Chachamim. I don't know that that means the person can't say at the end of the day, well, this one speaks to me more than this one. I understand that this is an acceptable opinion, acceptable approach, because it comes from a certainly respectable, legitimate source. But this one makes more sense. I don't know that a person can't say that, but a person certainly can't say, oh, this one's wrong. Right? Who are we to say that? So I think for now that's about as much as we're going to say about Emunas Chachamim and who are the Chachamim. But because it's already come up in the course of this discussion a number of times, I think the next few shiurim that we have may be dedicated to the mechanics of Machlokas, specifically earlier generations as viewed by later generations. We'll talk about that a little bit. Okay? All right, gentlemen, we will stop here, and I'll look forward to continuing with you next time.